Alliance Party South Belfast candidate, Councillor Paula Bradshaw. Paula, just we're here at the Alliance Party conference. What are you making of it so far?
Well, I think I've really enjoyed it so far. The speeches have been really uplifting, and there's a really great buzz around the hall and amongst the delegates.
Mm-hmm. Now, in 53 days' time, you have a challenge on your hands. You're trying to take a second seat for Alliance at Westminster. How likely do you think it is that Alliance can score a victory on May 7th in South Belfast?
Well, the Alliance Party have been growing in South Belfast for many years, certainly when Anna took the Assembly seats, you know, since that, and the councillors have come in behind her and stuff. You know, it would appear from the tallies last year at the local government election that we were actually the biggest party in South Belfast. And we've been since May last year, we've been round the door, so we haven't stopped. And so I think that there's certainly a bit of momentum there. I think that there are other parties there that have done themselves damage over the last 12 months. And so we just have to just keep ploughing on for the next 53 mm-hmm. days and leave it in the hands of the electorate.
So, I mean, obviously Alistair MacDonald now has been the MP for 10 years now, coming up in his 10th year. Why do you think, what can you bring to South Belfast that he hasn't in the last 10 years?
Well, we're the party for everyone, and I think that over the last few months we've seen that Alistair and the SDLP are certainly just for certain sections of the community. South Belfast is probably the most cosmopolitan and diversely mixed community, and I think that it should be an alliance seat. And I think that Alistair has been there 10 years. It would be very difficult to say exactly what he has brought to it in that time.
Mm-hmm. Do you think, obviously, the thing about South Belfast is there's a lot of very high-profile candidates, obviously, there this time. There's Martin O'Meara run for Sinn Féin, Jonathan Bell for the DUP. You've had a lot of profile in that constituency as well. Do you think that it's obviously going to be very hard to see what result will come out of it? So how do you plan, as an Alliance candidate, to actually set out your stall separately and go, well, do you know what? I'm the person, I'm the candidate to take the constituency.
Well, it's very interesting. There's one thing that you're missing from this is that it seems to be a field of men. I think that we need to remember that 51% of the electorate are women. People will certainly put an X beside a strong woman if they feel that they can deliver the change. Mm-hmm. We've seen that in Anna Lowe and certainly in East Belfast with Naomi Long. And I think that what I will be setting out is somebody who is really courageous in the face of adversity. People will have seen the way that I was treated and the way I reacted over the flags dispute. And people will see, through working in the constituency for 24 years, that I am a worker, I am proactive, I'm progressive, and my whole background is in terms of regeneration and bringing new life to areas that need intervention.
Okay, so let's just say things go really well for you, you get elected, you get in. Your top three priorities, what would they be for Westminster if you get in and Naomi Long's return? What would the two of you seek to bring to Westminster in the House of Commons?
Well, I think that there's still a lot of work that needs to take place between Westminster and Stormont in terms of an understanding of what is going on in Northern Ireland. I'm not talking about special circumstances. I'm talking about Northern Ireland as a region that really needs to grow economically. We have seen great foreign direct investment over recent years, but we need to continue that. We need to ensure that our universities are properly resourced and properly promoted worldwide. And so we've got the economy, we've got education. And I think the other priority for me is making sure that any advances in healthcare and around sort of social care that we mm-hmm. learn from what's happening in GB and bring it to Northern Ireland, because we do have an ageing population and we should be sharing best practice across the islands.
Okay. And I'm just interested just in terms of the campaign. Obviously, Martin O'Meara, Jonathan Bell have made big pitches for debates with Alistair MacDonald. Is that something that you, during the campaign, would be interested in taking part in and in debating the local MP as well?
Absolutely. I've signed up so far to 4 Husting events. One of them I think that Alistair will certainly be at, which is the Belfast Islamic Centre on the Saturday the 28th. And so we're very much looking forward to opportunities where we can slug it out. I've sat on panels with Alistair before, and I'm certainly not running away from any debate.
Okay. Another thing I just want to ask you just before I let you go. I mean, there's going to be talking a lot of close contests. Campaigns can sometimes get very negative. You talked about the local government election. It was actually very close between the DUP, Sinn Féin, and the DUP, SDLP and Alliance in terms of the actual vote. Obviously, is that something that you would engage in? Do you think the campaign will get negative?
No, I think that it certainly, so far, it has been very positive, and we certainly don't get involved in those negative campaigns. It's up to others to try and run other candidates down. We have our own positive agenda that we are trying to deliver, lead change, step forward, and it's up to others. If they see the threat, then it's up to them to bring the negativity to the campaign.
Okay. Paula Bradshaw, thank you.